வீணாட்டா போறோம் இக்வோட்டூரோ காவான் சாய் வீணாட்டா சொயிரி ஷேசாரி போறோம் காவான் சாய் வீணாட்டா ஏகே காகாரான் வரும் காவான் சாய் வீணாட்டா காவ் சொயி கூட் சோதான்ஸ் கோட்டோரோ काल साहेबी नाडो पुणचे एक फॅशन जाऊन गेले तांका साहेबी नाका असली पूण तांगेर पद्दे मोड वेल्या हांव आमगेर चार दीस दवरून सोदी पूण तांगेर बावतीस म्हूण तांका दिल्या साहेबीणीक मेवत तुय नाचोवपाची एक बावली गेल्या आयज काल सायबी नाडप म्हणजे एक फॅशन जावन गेल्या तांकां सायबी नाका असली पूण तांगेर पद्दे म्हूण वेल्या हांव आमगेर चार दीस दवरून सोदी पूण तांगेर बावतीस म्हूण तांकां दिल्या सायबीणीक मेवत तुय नाचोवपाची एक बावली गेल्या व्हडली जेवणां रांदता घरान सारकें ना रेश हांगा तुय सोर भोंव रिणां काडटा पोश्यां घरान जेवणां रांदपाचें सगळ्याक जालां कंपिटिशन सायबीण घरान पावप म्हणजे एक देवाचे देणे थोडी वास घेवंक भोंवतात पुलाव रानला गाय कोणे पुरकायतानांगेर सुबेज लोक जालो घरान बी पेटी सांवाटली गुयताणे पेत्रुगे लोकूच जावंक ना बाबड्यान उपोडलेले देखून चोणे सायबीण घरान पावप म्हणजे एक देवाचे देणे थोडी वास घेवंक भोंवतात पुलाव रानला गाय कोणे पुरकायतानांगेर सुबेज लोक जालो घरान बी पेटी सांवाटली कुयताणे पेद्रुगे लोकूच जावंक ना बाबड्यान उपोडलेले देखून चोणे दुस्मानागेर पयलो हो कातीचो कुडको वेचो ना तूं तांगेर गेला म्हूण टोस्तो जाप दिल्या बगर रावचो ना सांगातान सायबीणीक मागणे कोरात काबार दुस्मान फोणा गोरजेन पाद्रीक मेवन तुय सोर एक जमा दोची गांवान सायबीण वता जाल्यार कोऱ्या मोगान वरची தோடின் துர்கா வேலா நுவாருந்திதா கொட்டா தோ ரோஸ்லி சோமோய் போன் கொர்ச்சி சங்காத்தான் மாகணே கோரோன் மோகான் சாய்பினிச்சி போக்தி கொர்ச்சி Igor Jen Patrick Mevon Tui Sorik Zomadorci Gawan Sai Bin Wotta Zaliar Korea Mogan Urci Turing Durga Velian Uvarundita Kota Dorosli Somoi Bon Korci Sangatan Magne Korun Mogan Sai Binici Bogdi Korci बट्टा तोर एक एक गारांती का सोगल्यां ती लाइनी नूरची
Samir, you recently bought your first home, right?
Yes, I did.
How difficult was it?
Difficult? Why would it be difficult?
Didn't you say you only had 10% deposit for your house?
10% is enough if Mortgage Masters is helping you with home loan.
Mortgage Masters can also help you with refinance or with any rental and commercial property related question. Contact Nathan Saminathan now, a certified financial planner and authorized financial advisor with over 30 years of experience in New Zealand. Call now on 0800-630-7171. Address 619 Dominion Road, Mount Eden or visit mortgagemasters.co.nz.
Hello. हांव रिची उलयतां तुमकां सगळ्यांक स्वागत करता आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार रेडियो प्रोग्रामार बिफोर वी स्टार्ट ऑफ बिफोर वी बिगीन दिस प्रोग्राम लेट अस रिमेंबर ऑल द पीपल ऑफ केरला एंड ऑल दोज अक्रॉस द वर्ल्ड हू सफर ड्यू टू नेचुरल डिजास्टर्स दॅट द लॉर्ड इन हिज इटर्नल मर्सी रिडीम देम एंड रिस्टोर देम टू सेफ कम्फर्टेबल एंड हेल्थी लिवींग आज म्हज्या सांगात आसात निलिमा वेरोना एंड झेवियर Welcome to our program, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Nilima, you've been here before and you have talked about Shanti Nivas as such. This is your second time on the program.
Yes. Thank you for having us again.
So, what's been your progress from the last time we met?
Oh, quite a few projects actually. We started a program in Manurewa, a positive aging day program. Because there are a lot of people in that area who couldn't come to Onehunga. So we've gone there and opened shop. And it's been running now for 2 months. And a lot of people in that area are coming to the program and taking advantage of the services. And we have also started a drop-in center in Balmoral in partnership with the Balmoral Temple. And that's a bit of a different program. It's open from 9 to 5 and it is just not... open to senior citizens of South Asian, but anybody, any ethnicity or any age is welcome to come and join in. So it's from 9 to 5, and we've given different people timings to come and do some activities. So anybody who wants to come can join them in those time slots. Like we are having chai with Shivani's on Wednesday. So she's Shivani from the Shivani restaurant is coming with some hot chai and pakodas and doing some activities. We're having a painting class. So if people don't want to join these activities and classes, they can just come there, relax, read the books. We're going to put a TV very soon with some Indian channels. Or they can just come and snooze.
Thank you. That's wonderful. That's awesome. It's really great work that you guys are doing. But we also have here another very familiar person in Verona. And I think Verona is dealing with something called dosti, which is friendship and friends. And also sake. So, Verona, would you like to throw some light on dosti and sake?
Yes. Dosti and sake both come under the umbrella of Shanti Nivas Charitable Trust. A little introduction of dosti. We have too many of the elderly who do not have the family or the communal attachments necessary to feel valued. Many are widowed or otherwise alone. Too many live in surroundings where they are without companionship, necessary to stimulate a mind, past memories, and to live in the present. These senior citizens have special needs who are housebound and lonely. They feel neglected and isolated from society and like to talk to someone. This is a service where volunteers go out to meet our senior citizens either in their own home or in the retired or rest homes. Though some of the elderly are in the rest home and have some activity, they still miss the cultural effect of home. Hence, they love someone with an Indian background to chat with them.
So, Verona, you have been in social work for a very long time.
Yes, I am a qualified social worker with Shanti Nivas.
So how have you come to be with Shanti Nivas? How long have you been with Shanti Nivas?
I have been with Shanti Nivas almost 5 years. I joined as a volunteer and then got into working with them.
Okay.
So, Nelima, when you talk about Shanti Nivas, I know Shanti means peace and Nivas means a place of peace. But I believe at the start, when people come to you, they come with a lot of ashanti. They're not really peaceful. They have had some problems, probably health or something at home or neglect or deject, whatever you want to call it. So how do you deal and what exactly is Shanti Nivas? Can you tell our listeners? And listeners, I hope you're listening because in case you want to help out or you want to contribute or you have someone who needs help, this is the place for you to hear the voice.
First of all, Xavier, we get people from different backgrounds with different issues. The main problem is isolation. So when a senior citizen comes to a new country, the first thing that hits them is the isolation. Because here the families are very busy and they intentionally or unintentionally don't give much time to seniors. And they kind of get isolated and that leads to depression and other health issues. So what we do is run positive aging programs Auckland-wide. We have programs in Onehunga, North Shore, Manukau, and now in Balmoral, where we connect people and we provide them culturally appropriate activities and services. So once they come into the group, they make friends. It's just about connecting with other people of their same age group and same culture, and that makes a lot of difference in their lives. And once that isolation is gone from their life, there is so much they can contribute to the society. And when they come there, we involve them in various activities. It's just not entertainment. We give them a lot of health information. We do health workshops so that they get to know what is available in this country for them, what are the health systems in this country, and so that they can make informed choices.
So do you have something on mental health? Do you deal anything with the mental health of the elderly? I mean,
Not specifically, but if we get some persons with that, then we refer them to the play people who actually look into these things. Like we get sometimes if people with dementia, I know. So normally they know, people do know about their mental health before coming here. But if in case we suspect somebody has got some problems, then we refer them to the concerned doctors or the mental health clinics.
So you're saying you address the elderly who are fairly in good health. They do not have too much of an ailment as such, either in the requiring hospitalization or rest home or dementia or Alzheimer's or something. Is that the criteria or
no?
Everybody is welcome.
Everybody is welcome. But we, for our day programs, we do not take too high needs because we don't have the resources to cater to the high needs. But in so saying, we do run a program on every Friday for people with special needs. So people who need a little bit of extra attention come to that program, and we welcome the caregivers to come with them as well to be there. So we've got more volunteers who look after that day's program. And apart from that, we have another service called Kushi, which is our Elder Abuse Neglect Prevention Service. And under this program, as you said, Xavier, we work with people who are in a situation of abuse or are being abused. So
when you talk, sorry interrupting you, but when you talk about abuse, what kind of abuse? Is it abuse from within the family? Is it abuse from other ethnicities? Is it abuse from racism? What kind of abuse?
Most of the abuse is, perpetrators of abuse are family or caregivers. So, and what we see more is financial abuse. when the people come here, what they do is they've sold their homes back home, yeah, brought the money here and given it to the families, mm-hmm, and that's the end of it. Oh. And here I'm not saying everybody's like that. We have a lot of families who are really good and who really look after them. But there are the bad elements in every society, and that is that part of the bad element is where we would like to concentrate and provide that support for the person who's being abused. We also see psychological abuse a lot. That's the second. And yes, we do see a few cases of physical abuse, but rare. So we have trained, qualified social workers who work on that project. So when we get a referral, then we go and make a home visit. We talk to them and make a plan and see what we can do to help. For us, family is very important. Family is a unit. So first we try to mediate with the family. Sometimes you clap with both hands. Yeah. So unless you get into the situation, you really don't know what's happening there. But anyway, we are there to support the seniors. So if they are having some trouble or the family is having trouble, we try the mediation. And if that doesn't work, then we go and see what we have to do. We work with various other departments like Work and Income, Housing New Zealand, and health departments, and to see how best we can support the seniors. And when we were doing this work, we found a lot of need for housing. There are a lot of people who were already out of the house because of certain situations, and we didn't know where to take them. Mm-hmm. So we started an emergency housing, and that house is called SNE. So we've got some Indian names.
What's the emergency? What is that?
That's a house where people can come when they have no place to stay. They're already been kicked out of the house or have dire need of housing. Many a times, police have picked up the senior citizens from the streets and brought them to our house.
Okay.
So it's just a small house at the moment, but unfortunately, it's been quite popular.
So aging with grace is the key objective of Shanti Nivas as such. Can you just expand on it when you say aging with grace means what? Mentally, a person has already said, oh, my time is over, I'm past the date of use and so on and so forth. So what do you do exactly to give them that energy or to give them that positive thinking?
Empowerment is the word. Yes. Okay. So the models of practice which we use are empowerment and strength-based models. We are all social workers, so we have all these technologies. For us, it is about empowering that person to lead a good quality of life. You know, they are almost the average age for the people who come to us are 75 plus. So what does that person want at that age, you know, to be happy and to be, you know, live in peace the rest of his life? So we provide them a lot of opportunities to participate and contribute so that they feel valued and they feel that, you know, they are wanted. And all of them have got so much of life experiences. They're all talented and very, very educated people. So we have all people coming from all strata of life, including high commissioners, police personnel, army personnel, to a housewife. And we involve them in various activities and projects. Like we have a project called a knitting project, which the housewives, they all get together and they knit from premature to 2 years babies. And we donate it to the Middlemore Foundation, so where they hand it over to the children who are born there, poor children. We also do a project with the police. It's called Community Safety Ambassadors Project. So they go out on the beat with the police and give out safety information and collect intelligence. So they feel very proud that they're doing something. So every chance is given for them to participate and contribute, so which builds their self-confidence and their self-worth.
That's nice. Now you're talking about all these agencies. How often do you all connect with Age Concern? Are they connected with you,
yes,
Age Concern?
Yes.
And what do you get from them?
We've been working with them all along. They are the mainstream agency. Last year, we formed a consortium with all the three Age Concerns in Auckland and a Pacific provider called Wakatua. And we got the contract from the Ministry of Social Development to provide the Elder Abuse Response Service. Mm-hmm. So in that project, we're all together. And we work very closely with each other. When they get an elder abuse referral from a South Asian community, they come to us. And then we have regular meetings with them so that we share our cases and we work off each other's strengths.
So, Nalima, you mentioned about the abuse to the elderly as such.
Mm-hmm.
You address the needs of the elderly in those situations. What sort of, is there any sort of a program or is there any agency which goes and does a 360 degree education to the children or to the family members? Or is it you just hand it over to the police or the social welfare department?
Actually, the Kushi program, which we have, is an awareness creating program. But unfortunately, we haven't been much to do that because there is no funding for that project for the past 3 years.
Okay.
But that doesn't stop us from not doing our work, but we just do whatever we can. The main challenge we face is the families. The Indian families just don't want to know about this problem because of the cultural stigma.
Okay.
And it's always that, you know, oh, it's not my problem, it is their problem, so why should I get involved or why should I bother? And the younger generation don't even know what is elder abuse. They said, oh, is there something called elder abuse? Is that happens?
Oh.
So it's really surprising to hear such comments, but yeah. So whenever we find somebody like that, we sit them down and educate them.
So is it the younger generation, probably when they come here, they've also got a lot of stress, let's say financial stress, and then they try to depend on whatever the parents have got. So is it knowingly or unknowingly a neglect of the parents, or what do you feel? Is it like done on purpose? Or
Both ways. Most of the time, mostly, as I said in the beginning, they don't have time. So there is a component of neglect. And I wouldn't blame the families because they have to put food on the table as well. And unintentionally, the seniors do get isolated. So that's where agencies like us are there. They can come to our programs. Almost every day something is on. So you want to add something to it, Verona?
Yeah, it's not only they come here, we go to see them. They love to talk to somebody because they feel so isolated. So most of our volunteers keep going. They go weekly to visit them, weekly visits, and they actually look forward for us to come there.
Well, that's nice. And do you have a kind of who they can call you or call, not necessarily you, but do you have a team where they can call someone for help or if they want to chat with someone? Because most of the elderly, the neglect is companionship and they want to talk to someone. So is there kind of a avenue where they can dial a number and, you know, talk to someone?
They can call Shanti Nivas.
Oh, okay.
And if they want to come to our programs, depending upon the area, we enroll them in that area.
So can you tell us, like, Shanti Nivas, you know, give us the address, give us what's your opening days, what's your opening time, so that people, the listeners, are you listening, can know about it? I know you've done it. I know you did it last year, but we need a little bit of a rebrief again, Nirima, so that people are hearing. I hope you're hearing, guys. This is for all of us. It's something socially attributed to our families. So can you draw some light on that?
Yeah, we operate, our main base is in Onehunga. It's in 14 Spring Street, Onehunga, and the number there is 0962221010. So I just repeat, it's 0962221010. We also have a website. They can look up our website, and we have a Facebook, so they can like our page. If anybody who wants any kind of service, age-related service, can come in to us and talk to us. So we don't say we have an answer for everything, but we will definitely try to see what best we can do for the person.
So on that note, can we listen to some music?
Sure.
Okay.
Sanira, fokon tuzo, kras maka eta, ik tu
Tumiai kata tsushega dan par Konkani radio program, Auckland aso Konkani radio program 104.6 Planet FM away. Amcha sangata aza saad Nelima, Verona, ani Xavier. Ani amitancha sangata charcha karta Shanti Nivasa vishyantil, kerle tanche program, ani kerle tanche services anta. Just before the break, Nelima, you mentioned that you have opened several centers. What's the basis of opening these centers? Is it the demographics, or is it there is a demand from these places? Or
yeah, demographics, what I would say, because Auckland is so wide, widely spread, and the Indian people are now residing everywhere in Auckland. So it's very hard for them to come from one place to another, especially the senior citizens. And that's why we are branching out to these areas, so that people in those areas, it's easier for them. Like if the Manureva people up till Bombay Hills can come to Manureva. It's on Great South Road and easily accessible by the train and the bus stations. So people from Papakura, you know, all that places can come. And same in Sandringham there, and Balmoral is highly populated with Indian mm-hmm. population. And we just partnered with the temple there, so it's really good. A lot of people just come and sit in the temple and do nothing. So the temple thought, you know, why don't we partner with Shanti Nivas so we can involve them fruitfully instead of just sitting there. Mm-hmm. So they come
and
here.
Disturbing the Lord.
Yeah. And, you know, Manav Seva is Madhav Seva. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, let's ask you, if we have to ask you like a report card on Shanti Nivas mm-hmm. and its progress. How do you feel things have moved up? Is it better, or are there more challenges? Or do you intend to expand? What exactly, or you want to be where you are and qualify it to a better quality?
Of course, we have done a lot already and stretched ourselves to the maximum, actually.
Okay.
But there's a lot more to do if you want to do. And we are always thinking ahead as to see what else can we do. So with these new centers, I think we've almost covered most of Auckland, but we haven't done anything in West Auckland. We get calls from that area, from service providers. When are you coming there? I said, hold on, it takes time. And it's just not Auckland. We are even thinking beyond Auckland. So God's grace, maybe in a couple of years, we might move to Hamilton, Wellington. We don't know yet.
So, but how do you rate the people that come in terms of what when you started and what it is now? Is it the situation has become better, or are the people facing more challenges and different types of challenges? That's what I think, Xavier. That's what you were trying to get across, Xavier. Isn't it? What's the report card like? Do you think you feel that the elderly are better off from what they were, or do you think that the situation has worsened?
See, when we started 24 years ago, the situation was much different.
Okay.
They were not enough services provided for that first group of people who came in. And that was why Shanti Nivas was started 24 years ago, to help support this elderly who came with their families. And 24 years on, I will still say we still get a new immigrants still coming in. But also the people who started from then, their needs have changed. They have aged more. So then there needs service. We need to add more services to provide that support services for them. So recently we have started working with rest home, Vupa. So we are telling them that if we send you a client, how are you going to support, help that client settle into your rest home? Because it's all European rest home. So how can Shanti Nivas support Vupa to help that person in? So we're taking that kind of an approach. Instead of saying Indian rest home, how many Indian rest homes are we going to build? We can't cater to the whole Indian population. We have to build thousands of rest homes. So why not take up the existing systems and work with them so that we can... I think that's more practical. That's what we feel. So we're trying to match our needs according to the changing needs of the seniors. But we still get the new person coming from India, and he's in the same situation the person was 24 years ago.
24 years.
So it's different.
So what about, I know you're talking of amalgamating them with the existing system or building up a new one. But how about if you run a program where you can educate the families who have elderly, you know, as well as the children about elderly and how they should treat or how they should, you know, try to be with them and fuse with them. Do you all have any program like that you can run as an education program for kids who've got parents and young kids who have grandparents, how, you know, they can make life better for them?
In the biggest challenge we face is dealing with the families. They just don't want to know anything about elder abuse. But in so saying, we do a lot of intergenerational programs, because we of late are seeing a lot of disconnect between the generations. Even the grandparents and the grandchildren generations, there's a lot of disconnect, you know. Nowadays, children just want to be by themselves in their rooms, no hi, hello. And of course, the older people, being from the older generation, they feel that, you know, this is not the right way for the child to be. The story goes on. But so we do a lot of intergenerational programs at Shanti Nivas.
I'd just like to interrupt you here, and I'd like to throw this to our listeners. This is a challenge to all of you. I think it's a challenge that how can we connect with our elders? How can we make life better for them? As well as how can we educate our youngsters to, you know, embrace the elderly? I know we love our grandparents, mom, nana, chacha, all that. But when it comes to actually living, it's a different ball game. So I think what Nilima and Verona are really doing a wonderful job here. They're trying to seek. So I'm also throwing the challenge to Shanti Nivas that we need to approach this thing of how do we educate, or how... I know it's hard because it's difficult, but it's a difficult situation that need correction.
Yes. We once a year, we celebrate World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And we celebrate it as it's a Kushi Family Fun Day. So we have entertainment, multicultural programs, and we ask the families to come in to support, and we do presentations on elder abuse, but you hardly see any families turning up. So it's again the elderly who turn up for these programs. But anyway, we educate the elderly about their rights and that they need to stand up and help each other and support each other. And if they know of anybody in situation, report.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
So, Xavier, coming back as to how we as a community could really help those having elderly. I think they have a program in Dosti. Verona, would you like to educate us on this program? You spoke in brief at the beginning, but can you tell us how exactly this program is sort of delivered? What happens? How do you go about meeting these people who live an isolated life or are homebound?
Yes, some of our elderly clients, we get referrals from ADHP and the other cares. And we also have word of mouth. So here we have the we select volunteers, we train them, we get them police vetted first, then we train them, and we educate them as to how to, you know, how to talk to the elderly, how to mix around with them. We've got a certain
do's and don'ts,
for them to follow. Mm-hmm. So the first time when we get this, we try to connect them with the language, the culture of the person, and even the area. So it has to suit both.
So do you get volunteers for, I mean, India's a wide group of, we've got like, what, 28 languages in different states. So how do you, I know we got a majority of a certain number of Indians from different states here, a large number, but how do you combine and coordinate this?
Mix and match.
Mix and match, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We, according to the religion, according to the language, and especially and the Fiji, we get a lot of Fiji Indians as well. Mm-hmm. So we just get them connected to each other. And the first, I will talk to the, when I get this, get these elderly clients, I will first talk to them and tell them about the volunteer. And then I take a volunteer the first time, meet these elderly in the house, see, actually observe what they actually need and what are their requirements. And that's how I match the clients.
So I just want to refer to your volunteers. Let's say I want to volunteer, okay? So what are the things that, of course, I know you're going to train me what to do, but just as a human being, what is it that I will get as a volunteer when I come to volunteer? Or anyone comes to volunteers, what are the things that do you provide them with a meal or what is it that they
get? Compensate in some form or the other.
The compensation that we give is every 4 visits, we give them our MTA voucher or a Westfield voucher. So we do that.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
We do get some people who want to do it purely voluntary. And, yeah. You know, they don't want anything back.
Yeah.
But there are some whom we help out with these vouchers.
Yeah, so that's a shout to our listeners, a shout for volunteers. Either you do it with your heart and do it free, or if you want a compensation, MTA vouchers is a great deal, as well as some other vouchers as mentioned.
Yeah. And their commitment of time is just 1 hour
per
week. And we are actually urgently looking for volunteers, so if the community can volunteer, it'll be really great.
Good. That's nice.
So this in this service that the person goes and visits 1 hour a week as such, what is it nature of? Just chit-chatting or taking the person out for a stroll or what is it?
No, we don't allow them to be taken out. Our volunteers don't do that. But they go home and they just chat with them. You'll be surprised to know the elderly want to talk.
Okay.
And they are very happy.
Get it off their chest.
Yeah, very happy to get them talking. So either they play games with them, they play cards, they talk, or they talk on movies. Many of them like the Bollywood actors and actresses, mm-hmm. and they like that. So, yeah.
So can you give our listeners a bit of a feel of what is the normal icebreaker? Because, you know, it is a 75-year-old person or maybe a 65-year-old person, and you have somebody who is in his 30s or maybe late 40s who is volunteered to come and talk to this LA. What's the normal icebreaker that you...
Firstly, when we go there, we actually pick on what they like to talk, what they like to discuss. And then the volunteer gets back to me and says whether she or he is happy to go to talk to that person. If they are not, we get somebody else whom they are okay with.
So it's a very involved process. It's not just like, you know, hey, I go 1 hour a week somewhere and say hello, what's happening, have you done this, it's not like that. What do you say?
No.
It's quite an involved process, so there's an emotional attachment, if I do understand. And so where do you draw the line?
firstly,
well, it becomes a bit of a threat, isn't it? So where do you draw the line?
Yeah, but firstly, I can just give you an example of, like, last week I took a volunteer to see another elderly person and get them connected. And they had never met before. But when we went to their house, the first thing, when they started talking to each other, they realized that they were from the same place in Delhi. And they had relations all around them, and they all knew each other. So they immediately they gelled with each other, and that connection started. Okay. Then they planned so many other things, that they would go out, the other lady would come, the volunteer would come, take her out, take her by bus, you know, all that, bring her to Shanti Nivas. So it gets, when you get very involved in it.
Okay, on that note, just listen to a song. This is a very nice song, a very old song called Ami Dogi Sezari Vetan Kazara.
Ami Dogi Sezara Vetan Kazara Bail Burgiti Rosageli Yunat Kara केदना तरी सेजारा जाल्यार काजारा सगळी आमची पाटलां बाबा वेता त्या घरा मटवान बाबा पाडकार व्हडले सगळे आसताले लाद्रू पेद्रू बँडा संगी डान्स मारताले उलन सुटार नव्या बुटार सगळे सोपताले आमी दोगी नाडकार सायबा कोनशा गुरताले मटवान बापा पाडकार ओडले सगळे आसताले लाद्रू पेद्रू बँडा संगी डान्स मारताले उलन सुटार नव्या बुटार सगळे सोपताले आमी दोगी नाडकार सायबा कोनशा गुरताले आमी दोगी सेजारा बेतांव काजारा बायल भुरगीं ती रोसा गेली येवनात घरा केदना तरी सेजारा जाल्यार काजारा सगळी आमची पाटलां बाबा वेता त्या घरा बड्या सोसूट हाडून आमी वांटे कन घालो पॅण्टाणे घाल कोट बाबा हांवें शिकायलो मटवान सायबा वकलो आमच्यो हासून फुकतेल्यो आमची सोबाय देखून त्यो बऱ्यो सासतेल्यो बड्या सोसूट हाडून आमी वांटे कन घालो पॅण्टाणे घाल कोट बाबा हांवें शिकायलो मटवान सायबा वकलो आमच्यो हासून फुकतेल्यो आमची सोबाय देखून त्यो बऱ्यो सासतेल्यो आमी दोगी सेजारा बेतांव काजारा बायल भुरगीं ती रोसा गेली येवनात घरा केदना तरी सेजारा जाल्यार काजारा सगळी आमची पाटलां बाबा वेता त्या घरा वर्सा आमचे बाबा काजार जाले सांगचे कितें सगळे पियोन टायट रे जाले आमच्या वकलांक घेवन सगळे डान्स मारताले विसार करून गेल्ल्याक आमकां वाणांनी मारले आदल्या वर्सा आमचे बाबा काजार जाले सांगचे कितें सगळे पियोन टायट रे जाले आमच्या वकलांक घेवन सगळे डान्स मारताले विसार करून गेल्ल्याक आमकां वाणांनी मारले आमी दोगी सेजारा बेतांव काजारा.
You are listening to Susegad Dhanpal, the Auckland Konkani radio program. We are having an afternoon with Nilima and Verona of Shanti Nivas. And we've just been discussing about the connection between the elderly, very, very senior citizens who need to connect. And we were asking for volunteers. I just want to share a little experience that I personally had. And Verona will know this, because I had my dad, who lived till he was 100 years old.
Wow.
And he was really very, very active till the end. But I think one little contribution that probably me and my wife made was, and I want this for the listeners to hear, when you engage with seniors and you engage with people very, very old, the most important part of engagement is listening. Not so much of talking. They want to listen to whatever they have to tell you. So I just thought I'll share this out, because when you listen, even if you spend 1 hour, and if you listen to them for, I would say, 50 minutes, it's a big, big achievement. And another point where, again, I'm just talking to experience, is this, if you tell an elderly person, oh, you can't move because you're old, or you're getting this because it's of old age, they don't really like it. It's nice if you say something in a different way. Oh, it's just part of life, or it's just something like that. So is that right? Do you agree with me, Nilima and Mirana?
Yes.
Well, listening is one of the most, which we don't, because we immediately try to, when they say something, we immediately, oh, yeah, we know about that, and that happened to my dad as well, or that happened to my sister, or whatever. We don't let them express the way they want it. Yeah? So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So that's one of the key attributes, what you're saying,
yes,
that you would want in volunteer.
Families.
Yes.
In a volunteer.
Yes.
That he
families
he
and
she
volunteers
should listen to them.
That's. So now, Verona, let's talk about sake. Again, it's with a very hostile environment, and really hats off to you guys going to a prison to discuss and to comfort people who are distraught. Anger and I don't know what, full of violence. How do you do it, and what do you do it?
I'll just start off with introduction, Verona. This project came about because one of the psychologists who works in the prisons came and asked us, because she knew about our Dosti visiting service. She said there's a lot of isolation in the prison among the South Asian female prisoners because of cultural stigma. Once they're in the prison, the families or the friends doesn't want to know them. And all the other groups who are therein have a lot of support. And then she came to us and asked if we can extend our visiting services there. And so that's how we started the service. Being a social work organization, we thought everybody needs a chance for rehab. And they have done what they have done, and they're in because of that. But if they can come out and be a better person, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's commendable, really commendable. So how do you go to a hostile environment like that?
According to my thinking, a woman in this world wears a little sparkle, some in their dress, others in their eyes and smile, some in the way they speak and their body language. So helping women feel good about themselves while going through this journey of helplessness, rejection and guilt. This project, visiting in the prison, is purely empathy. We visit this women's prison fortnightly, and I tell you, you yourself get such satisfaction when you meet these women, because whatever they might have done, we cannot judge them, but we can encourage them and help them get through this difficult walk of life. So that's another group that waits for us to come. They count the days from the day we visit them. They count the days till the next time. And they wait, they keep looking. We have an appointed time from 10:15 to 11:15 or up till 12:15. And they keep marking that time, and they keep walking and looking for us.
So what do you all do there? What's that chat? What does the chat consist of? What's the main contents of your chat?
We actually try to divert their minds onto what they are going through. But initially, they like to talk about what happened to them. Of course, they are in denial, but we listen to them. And we try to comfort them. They start crying, because most of our Indians over here, the ones who are in the prison, they do not have any family visiting them. Whereas the others, they get people visiting them, but these don't. So
Why is that?
Because most of their family are in India.
Oh. And also cultural stigma.
Yeah.
Okay. Or is it karma?
Yeah.
Or is it the
something
principle
like
of karma?
Yeah.
Karma, stigma,
yeah.
All those things.
Okay. Yeah.
And most of the volunteers who go to visit are elderly. So, as I said, elderly have got life experiences. And if they can transfer their knowledge and life experiences to the prisoners. So, if even if one person comes out as a rehabbed person, that's our job done.
So, it's what you're saying is that they don't have any visitors as such. Just like I have experienced in many rest homes that the elderly do not receive any visitors. So, in some of the programs that I'm associated with, is that we try to pick up people who don't have visitors. But looking at a prison environment, as you said, it could be either because they don't have any relatives or because of the stigma as such. What about your volunteers? What is their take on this?
They're okay because most of our volunteers are elderly. They have anyway experienced life, and they know. So they come and the prisoners that we visit are all youngsters.
Oh, okay.
So when we have the elderly going there, they are treated like family.
Okay.
Like I visit the one of the girls that we visit. I always tell her, "Oh, you're between my son and daughter. My son is 36. My daughter's 31." She's 33. I said, so you're between them. And she feels so thrilled when I say, you're like my daughter. You know, so she likes it. She hugs us and she's so happy and she waits for us. And, you know, it's like that.
So are these criminals as such? Are they criminally prosecuted? Are they civil prosecutions?
It's criminal prosecution.
So it's quite a tough
But nobody's born a criminal. So why they've become a criminal, we don't on the way somewhere they took that path.
That's why we think we are not here to judge them.
They all also deal with not only prisons, but they all also help in court cases and court. They all do any social work with families involved in court
cases?
We
do a lot of mediation, but we haven't gone to that level of... Because most of our families don't want it to go to the police or the court.
No, but many do go to the court. So
abuse cases rarely go to the court. So because...
So you'll deal with family violence as well?
Yeah.
So how do you deal with family violence?
Not family violence, just elder abuse. Not with domestic violence, no.
Okay.
But if there is a case of domestic violence also happening in that family, it can be multi-issues happening there, then we refer them to different agencies. Because we just don't have the time to get involved into too many things.
So understandable.
Just as a matter of curiosity, are there a lot of elderly abuse, physical elderly abuse cases happening here in New Zealand?
Yeah, last year we gave about 35 cases to the ministry, reported cases, and in a lot of cases go unreported. We are just working on the tip of the iceberg, as you can say. If 20% is reported, 80% is not reported.
Yeah, exactly. So last week we had this program on women abuse. And the statistics say that almost 70% of any family or domestic violence is not reported.
Yeah,
because the perpetrators are the family and the caregivers. Yeah. So what will they report their son and daughter against?
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not a good sort of stats is what I would say. And particularly from an ethnicity which believes and fears God, has talks a lot about culture, and then you find that these sort of things
happen.
Yeah, as I said before, not everybody is bad. And see, 35-40 cases a year in the huge Indian population doesn't look much. But again, I said a lot of things go unreported.
Relatively, I think it's pretty high.
Yeah, but again, the important thing is that we are there to support them and help them if they want. And we are trying our best to create that awareness in the community. And when we hear some good families' stories and we see some people looking after their elderly very well, it really makes us so happy to see that there is still good there. I would say most of them are okay. But loneliness, isolation is a big issue, more than abuse.
But one of the reasons for loneliness is, besides family looking after them, it's the old, the feeling of back home. Back home. The life is such is so warm and carefree that you can just go to the neighbor and sit there and chat, but you can't do that here. You can't blame the kids or their children for that aspect because when the elderly come here, the kids go to work, they're pretty bored at home waiting from 9 to 5.
Yeah.
They totally got nothing to do and they get bored. While in India, they go for a walk, they meet people or whatever. So that's why it's a big... That thing is hard to...
So is there a program that you could work with the immigration team? In fact, the immigration authorities have closed down family reunion, particularly for the elderly.
Yeah.
But is there any program where you could sort of highlight certain aspects of what you find in your services, from your services, and tell the so-called prospective people bringing their parents here as to what are the challenges? Would you all run a program like that or
No, we don't. It's just information and giving that awareness.
Yeah.
And there was a few cases of people bringing their parents here, keeping them here and moving out of to Australia or somewhere else.
Yes, we have heard about that.
And
yes.
we did report a few cases to the immigration about that because one person died and the family never even bothered to come back and we had to do the funeral.
Yeah.
So that is one of the worst case scenarios.
Yes.
So any special message? We are running out of time. Any special message that Verona, you and Nelima?
Anybody who wants any services or want to come and join our programs or activities, you're welcome to call. Our services are free and confidential. They can again call 622-1010. And Verona would like to ask for more volunteers for her program.
Yes. While we are on the subject of dosti, we are actually asking for volunteers who would come up and help us because we continuously get clients and we need more volunteers for help.
Yeah, so thank you. We take that point home and we want our listeners to put your hands up, come up and volunteer. This is for our seniors. And don't forget, each one of us are one day going to become seniors. So we'll need the help. So not on that note, but we also need to look after our present seniors.
Thank you.
On that note, we just sign off with this song called Anja Sarkin Chedu.
Thank you for having us. Shemunon sadas apaita Rabogulik mujhe thinkon buzun kongre Mujhe kesre buzun mujhe karna bhakryo landei tha Yore tu yore moga barabur Tum gopal mujhe ashmunon sadas apaita Rabogulik mujhe thinkon buzun kongre Mujhe kesre buzun mujhe karna bhakryo landei tha One maka gopan harailo Bailen kundar thapotta Amso angamo gutsolta Vian muzo jivre chivallo This glass moche raila This tau vedo otsu melo This chedu one maka gudanti lipahilo Bailen kundar thapotta Amso angamo gutsolta Vian muzo jivre chivallo This glass moche raila This